Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chafam Abayz. We're holding on the bottom of Chafam and Aleph, three lines from the bottom, Tan Rabbanam. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanam, we learned in the Braisa, La'aylam yehi adam rach kekana va'al yehi kasha ke'erez. A person should always be soft like a reed and not hard like a cedar tree. And there's a Maisa Shabara Belazar ben Rab Shimon Migdal Gedor, Mibayz Rabbi, where Belazar was coming from his Rebbe's yeshiva, from his Rebbe's house, va'yarach of al-Khamari was riding a donkey, umetail al-Sfas Nahar, and he was riding by the banks of the river, usamach simcha gedayla, he was tremendously happy, va'yisadaito gasa olav, v'neshalama teira harbe. And he had a little bit of gaivla at the time, because he had just put in a good zman, he just learned a lot of Torah, and he was very happy, and he had a little bit of gaiva. And what happened was, is as he's riding on his donkey, he meets up with someone who is exceedingly ugly. So Amar Lai, and this ugly fellow says to Rabbi Lazar, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, hello, how you doing? And Rabbi Lazar, instead of returning the greeting, Amar Lai, he tells the man, Reika, you empty one, look how ugly you are. Maybe everybody in your town is ugly just like you. So the man says back to Rabbi Lazar, any idea? Listen, I don't know my looks. I don't know. I haven't looked in the mirror in a long time. But why don't you go to the craftsman who formed me? Why don't you go tell my creator that look at what an ugly kli you created? So Kevin Shiyada Batsma Shachata, once Rabbi Lazar realized that what he said wasn't proper, so Yair ben Achamar, he gets off his donkey, v'nishtateach lefanav, he bows down in front of this ugly fellow, v'amerle, and he says to him, Nanesi lecho, I wronged you, mecholi, please be meichol me. So Amerle, so the man says to Rabbi Lazar, eini meicholcha, achatelech le'uman shasani, v'aymerle, kamen mechoyer kli zesh asisa, that no, I'm not meichol you, until you go tell my creator that he made a very ugly kli. Hayametar la'acharav, Rabbi Lazar started riding after this man, until he gets to a city, and Yatsu bnei Iroi lekrasai, everybody in the town, they come out to greet Rabbi Lazar. But Yuaimrim le Shalom Alecha, Rabbi, Rabbi, Mayri, Mayri, they go greet him. So Amar Lahem, so the ugly fellow says to the people in the town, Lemiatim Kairim, Rabbi, Rabbi, who are you calling Rabbi, Rabbi? So Amru Loi, they say to him, Lezeshem Atalacharecha, to this, to Rabbi Lazar, who's riding behind you. So Amar Lahem, he says to the people in the town, Imzeh Rabbi, if that's the Rabbi, Al Yerbu Kamaisa Bisrael, there shouldn't be more people like him in Klal Yisrael. So Amru Loi, so they say to this man, Bibnei Ma, why are you so upset at him? Amar Lahem, he tells them, Kach Vekach Asali. He tells them the story. So Amru Loi, they say to him, Afalpike Mecholoi, you should still be Michael him because he's a gadol b'tayra. So Amar Lahem, so he says to them, that b'shvilchem areini meichelai, and your zuchus, and your honor, I'll be meichelim, u'belvad, but only if he accepts upon himself, shalo yehei ragu laseis kein, that he's not going to do this again in the future. Miyah nichnas Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, he went into the Beis Medrash, v'darash, and he darshint, la'aylam yeh adam rach kekana va'al yeh kasha ke'eres. This memra, that a person should be soft like a reed. U'lefichach zachu kana, because the reed is so soft, it's uzaycha lito heimena kumis, that it's from the reed that we take the pen, licht by Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos. Now we mentioned in the Mishnah of V'chein Ir Shiyesh B'devra Mapailas, that a city that has a plague or has a Mapailas, there's buildings, walls that are collapsing. So that's something that you fast for. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Mapailas Sha'amru B'riyais V'loi Ru'ais. It's only if there are strong walls that are coming down, not if it's weak walls. And it's She'enin Ru'ais Lipo V'loi Ha'ru'ais Lipo. It's only if there are walls that are coming down that are not right to fall down, not if it's anyways walls that are right to fall down. So says the Gemara, that seems to be the same thing. If they're strong walls, then they're not fitting to fall down. And weak walls are the ones that are right to fall down. So you can't have one without the other. Says the Gemara, yes you can. If they fall because they're so tall. So it could be very strong walls, but it's very tall, and therefore it's ruyas lipo. Or if it's by the riverbank, also there you could have a strong wall that's right to fall. Like we have, it was technically a weak wall, but it was in Arda. So we have a chalif Rav Shmuel Tusa Afogav the Kaima Baasra Tleis Arshnin. That Rav Shmuel were makbe not to pass right by this wall, even though it stood for 13 years. They were makbe, they were scared it was going to fall. Lamaisa Yoimachad Ikla Ravada Barav Ulaasam Ravada Barav once visited their town, and Amar Le Shmuel Rav Nesi Mar in Nakif. So Shmuel says to Rav, okay, let's like usual, let's walk around the wall. So Amar Le, Rav says to Shmuel, like Srichna Inna, that no, today we don't need to walk around. The Ikar Ravada Barava Bahadon, because we have Ravada Barava with us. The Nafish Zuchuse, he has tremendous amount of Zuchuse. V'loi Mistafina, and therefore we don't have to be scared. Says the Gemara, another story, that Rav Huna havaliahu chamra bahu beisariya, that Rav Huna had a wine inside of a house that was about to fall, was very weak. Ubay lefanuya, he wanted to get his wine out. So Aile Ravada Barav lahasam, so he brought Ravada Barav over to his house, mashche bishmaita, adefanya, and he involved him in learning, and he distracted him until he was able to get all of his wine out. So Basar de Nafik, as soon as they got the wine out and they left, Nafal Besa. So that's when the house collapsed. And Irgish Ravada Barav realized what had happened, that Rav Huna was taking advantage of his zechusim. So Ikban, and he got upset at him, and Savar, and the reason why he got upset, explains the Gemara, is because Savar lakihad amar Rav Yanai, he held like that which Rav Yanai said, lo'aylam al-yamar adab b'makim sakana, v'yaymar aysin li'nes. A person shouldn't be in a makim sakana and say, oh, Hashem will make a nes happen to me. Because Hashem ain't aysin li'nes. Maybe a nes is not going to happen. V'imtim so'aymar aysin li'nes. And even if a nes does happen, menakun lo'im is zechu yaysav, he might lose out on some of his zechusim, like we find, says the Gemara, amar Chanan Maikra, where do we see this from? The pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, "Katayinti mikol chasadim mikol emes." That Yaakov was concerned that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showering him with so much chesed, so he was concerned that maybe he was losing out on some of his chesed. Now says the Gemara, "Maya v'ovde de Ravada Barava." What was so special about Ravada Barava? Says the Gemara, "Ki ad idmar that Shaulu Talmidov of Ravada Barava." The Talmidim asked him, "Kabameh harach the yamim? How are you zayich at harichas yamim?" So Amar Lehem, he told to them some of his anhagos. Me'amai like badati b'teich beisi. I never got upset even at my own family. V'leitzati b'fnei mi shagadol mimeni. I never walked in front of somebody who was greater than me. V'leirharti b'muvois hametunafois. I never thought in learning in a dirty alleyway. V'lehalachti arba amos b'leitayr b'leitfilin. I never went 4 amos without Torah or tefillin. V'leishanti b'beis hamedrash l'sheinas keva v'lesheinas arai. I never slept in the base medrash, not a sheinas keva, which is aser, not even a sheinas arai, not even a nap. V'leisasti b'tekolas chaveri. If something good happened to me, but it came through something negative to someone else, I wasn't sameach with that. And I never called someone else by his nickname or by his surname. Now, Amrle Ravada, Amrle Rava the Raffrim Bar Papa. In other words, discussing different Gadol stories. So Rava, the Gemara brings that Rava asked Raffrim Bar Papa, that Leimulan Mar Mehani Mal Yusad Avid Ravuna. Tell me some nice things, some nice stories about Ravuna. So Amrle Raffrim tells Rava that Biankuse Loya Dechirna Besibuse Dechirna. I don't remember too many things from his younger years, but I remember some things from his older years. You call Yaima De Eva any cloudy day. It looked like there was going to be a storm coming. So they took him out in the golden chair. They took him around the town. Anytime he saw a weak wall, that there was a concern that the storm might make it get knocked down, so he would destroy it. And if the master, the owner, was able, the balabais was able to afford to rebuild it, so he would use his own money to rebuild it. If Rav Huna knew that the balabais couldn't afford to do it himself, so banila ihimidi. Day. So then Rav Huna himself paid for it to be rebuilt. So every hour of Shabbos, have a Meshadah Shlucha L'Shuka, he would send a Shliach to the marketplace. Any vegetables that were left over to the farmers, so Zavanle, he himself would buy it, V'shadile the Nahara, and then throw it into the river. Ask the Gemara, V'leis Vilani, and why didn't you just give the vegetables to poor people? Because sometimes they'd be Samech on him that he was always going to provide for them, and then some weeks there might not be any left. Leftovers. He didn't want that situation, so therefore he didn't give it to the poor. Why not give it to this animal? He held that you're not allowed to give people food to an animal. Says the Gemara, so why not just not buy it? Why did he buy it to begin with? Says the Gemara, because nimsis machshilin lasalavoy, then the farmers in the future, they're going to come with less food to the markets. He didn't want the farmers to do that. So therefore, he bought it from them. This way the farmers were making their money. They're going to continue bringing extra fruit that everyone should have. And if there's leftovers, no one's going to be, he would throw it out. This way no one's relying on him. Now says the Gemara, another ma'isa about Rav Huna, that he have a le milsa da susa, when he would discover some sort of medication, some sort of refuah, have a malikuza de maya vatali le besipa de besa. So he would fill a jar with water, with the medicine, and he would hang it by the door of his house, v'amr, and he would say, kol dubai le sevilishka, whoever wants to come and take. He didn't keep it a secret, he wanted people to be healed, so if he made a discovery, he would share it with everybody. V'amrila, and some say, v'ikadamri, some say, that milsa de shivsa have a gummer, he was a bucky and shivsa, a certain type of shade. And he filled up a jar with water, and also as people could have water to wash their hands, so they shouldn't get the shivsa, this shade. And he would announce, called it tzarech leisiv aleil, whoever wants can come and take the little stacking, so you shouldn't be in a sakana from the shivsa. And kiavakarach rifta, every time he would have a meal during the week, even have a pasach lebave, he would open up the door of his house. Va'amar, and he would announce, kol man tzarech leisiv aleichol. He would say basically, alach manya, whoever wants to come could join me and eat. Now Amar Rava, and Rava heard all these stories, so he commented that kulu matzina mekayemna lebar miha deloy matzina lemevad. I'm able to do all of these except for the last one of bringing and inviting everybody into my house to eat, mishum de nefishe b'nei mechuza, because there's a lot of poor people, Rashi explains, the mechuza, and therefore that's something that I would not be able to do.